Quest Oracle Community proudly presents the PeopleSoft Connection, a Quest on-air podcast production. Hosted by PeopleSoft users Stephen Valentine, Senior Director of Quality Assurance at the Milton Hershey School, and Brooke Repine, a PeopleSoft Business Systems Analyst with Samaritan's Purse. This podcast explores and showcases how PeopleSoft customers are harnessing specific functionality and capabilities to drive business success. Welcome to the PeopleSoft podcast. Today, we're unpacking the results of the 2025 PeopleSoft Community Survey and what it all means for you. We're joined by Laura Papero, VP of Programming and Strategy at Quest Oracle Community. Hi, Laura. It's great to have you with us.
Thanks for having me. Looking forward to the conversation.
Us as well. Can you start by giving us a brief intro of what you do at Quest and give us an understanding of your work?
I have been at Quest for 8 to 9 years now, and my role is generally focused on our community programming and strategy, which means that understanding, for example, our PeopleSoft community, what your needs and interest areas really are. So we have our event programming, we have our webinar programming, we have our blog production, any of those things we work on, we want to make sure that they are supported by customer insights. So my team is very focused on developing the plans to support our events and the other programs that we do outside of those events.
Before we get into the actual survey results, can you walk us through when the survey goes out each year, who it goes out to, and how everyone can access the results?
So community surveys once a year, they generally go out in August and they are sent via email. We also make sure that folks know through social, we post in our groups, et cetera, but they go out to our full community. So if you are emailable, then you should be receiving a link to complete the survey. We do also share it via social. And so if there's a link that goes out there, anybody can access it if they're part of the PeopleSoft community, even if they aren't directly part of Quest. But we do try to give it pretty broad coverage because it is the one time each year that we really are asking for feedback and insights that we can use to inform our programming for the next year.
Can you talk a little bit more about exactly what you do with the results, maybe who you share them with, and how that does drive your programming in the next year?
Absolutely. So generally, when we send the survey out, we usually get between 200 and 300 responses in an average year. So we'll ask about lots of different things. We ask about what PeopleSoft modules people are using. We ask about what emerging hot topics they're interested in, whether it's AI, whether it's new functionality, new releases, those types of things. We are looking to understand priorities for organizations. So whether that's modernization, a lot of folks are also starting to think about their cloud strategies, other things. So we're really trying to tap into the community to understand what you all are most focused on and how you are spending your resources and your time in terms of your PeopleSoft world. So we are reaching out through all of the access points that we have to try to make sure that we are informed as we then go back and say, okay, for Blueprint or for Reconnect Dive Deep, what are the pressing issues and how are they ranking, right? For example, people tools upgrades always come to the top. It's probably not a surprise to anybody, but it does mean that we want to make sure that a good portion of we always have a people tools track at Blueprint, but in terms of the number of sessions that we allocate to talking about upgrades, tools, those kinds of things, we want to make sure that we are giving adequate time and space to that in our program because we know it's really important. Likewise, PUM updates, personalization, dashboards, analytics, those are always things that rise to the top as well. And so generally, you'll see that reflected in the amount of space we give for that in the program. And then also, as we work with our knowledge committees, letting them know what people are interested in so that they can also help to refine the lens with which they're looking at the submissions for our speakers. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, I think that's great. I think it's great that you actually do the research as you prepare for the conference. I never thought about what actually goes behind the scenes in the conference. I always just go and see all the great content and listen to what's there. But really thinking about behind the scenes, figuring out what we want to hear, what's top of mind for us, and really developing the conference around that is really great. Can you talk a little bit about the knowledge committees, what makes that up and where that goes?
Yeah, sure. And I'll step back maybe even for just a second to say that Quest is a nonprofit customer user group. We are a customer-led organization, so that means that we have a board of directors that are all customers and that they really help us to shape and drive the strategic direction. Making sure that we have our customer voice throughout everything we do is super important to us. So whether it's our SIG leaders who are customers who are actively engaging and helping facilitate ongoing conversations for folks around critical topics, or with our events, we tap into knowledge committees. And so knowledge committees are generally built of folks who, one, have some subject matter expertise from their time spent as PeopleSoft folks in their own organizations. Sometimes we'll recruit a knowledge committee for the full program at an event like a Blueprint. And sometimes it's a knowledge committee per track, so that if you're more of a tools person versus an HCM person or an ERP or FSCM person, we split those out. We will, on any given event, have between probably 10 to 20 knowledge committee members. And it's a sizable commitment of time and contribution that they make to our program development. But once our call for presentations closes, we share the session abstracts with our knowledge committees. The knowledge committee spends probably 2 or 3 weeks reviewing all of those abstracts and ranking them in terms of alignment to the objectives we set for the specific year's program, but then also in terms of general interest. And then they'll submit all of their rankings and feedbacks, and they can add sort of comments around that. So we start to see if there's something that's really ticking up and lots of people think it's interesting. We also get to see why they think it's interesting and appropriate to the program. And then they'll submit all of those. And then basically it helps us to understand which sessions really rise to the top with broad appeal and give us directionally a lot of input as we start to work through our final selections for the program. So we really rely on those folks to help us make sure that we have got the content that most reflects the interests and needs of the community.
Perfect. Thank you. I know I'm on the selection committee and I get about 200 to review and I try to comment on every single one of them. And it definitely takes a lot of time, but it's fun to be a part of that.
It does. And we really appreciate it. I mean, that is where I think we call ourselves Quest Oracle Community, but it's really because we're a community, and a community means that it takes all of these people who are willing to share their time and their knowledge. And so the committees are really important to how well we're able to bring a great event program to the table. So we appreciate you very much.
And I think it also is important to mention that the number of people in the community that are responding to your survey really helps with this community feel as well, and gets a place for them to have their voice heard and impact the programming. The more people that submit the survey each year and respond, I think is a great outcome for everybody involved. And tell me, do you also share these results with Oracle?
We do. Yeah, you're absolutely right. I just wanted to pause for a moment to reinforce what you were just saying, which is this is our best way to get insights and input from the community. So if you are looking for ways to let us know what's important for you, or to ask for us to cover something more completely, or to dig into a hot topic, please do respond. We really do use these surveys to help us build our programming. And that in turn is hopefully how we create value for you guys. And we do share the survey results with Oracle. We work really closely with the Oracle product team. We meet every couple of weeks year round with those teams. And we talk about programming. We talk about non-event programming, like our webinar series. And we talk about our programming for Blueprint and our programming for Reconnect several months in advance. And so when those survey results come in, we meet with the Oracle teams and we share those results. And they're always really interested to understand that, because it also helps them understand whether or not their product development efforts and priorities are aligned to what the needs and the interests are of the community. It also allows them, they do read through much of the verbatim feedback that comes in from the surveys as well, because sometimes there's little insights there about things that are either pain points or not. But yeah, we do share with them. And then together we use those to align our program strategy for the year.
This is really exciting because our podcast is really about modernizing your PeopleSoft technology and about community. And those are both aspects that you're responsible for. And I know in looking at the survey the last few years, one of the key points that I like to focus on is people are trying to bring their PeopleSoft product to be current, so that they can modernize technology. And I know Oracle continues to come out with new functionality, which is just enhancing the product. And the community aspect is the people that are starting to implement it and use it are always willing to share with others. So it's really exciting. It's the special interest groups that we have, all of the different community and all the different aspects. So thank you for all your work on that. And it's really great.
Of course. Absolutely. What goes around comes around. So the more we all give, the more we get out of it. You're absolutely right. Whether it's the survey insights or the SIG group conversations or the Oracle collaboration, it all feeds into trying to create community that is thriving and is benefiting from the networks that are established between them.
Could we dig into the actual survey results now for 2025?
Absolutely. So when we run these surveys at a macro level, what we are really looking to understand year over year is, one, are there major shifts in usage in terms of what people are currently running? We do try to understand if there's anything changing there so that we can just make sure that we're aligned. So we look at what they're running. We ask a lot about modernization plans because that is certainly something that is happening real time. So we're trying to understand folks are looking to run their PeopleSoft on OCI. We're looking to understand whether they are trying to get current in order to roll out many of the latest tools and features that are coming through the PeopleSoft releases and what their longer term plans are for their PeopleSoft implementations. At the same time, because we hear it and we see it in feedback for the survey, we're also looking at what people are thinking in terms of their cloud strategies. And we do see within the community that folks are starting to add one or more apps into the mix and or sometimes to do full lifts and shifts. We're also looking at which hot topics are coming out of it. And then we're really also looking to track on like emerging technology trends. The biggest one, obviously, right now being AI. And so when we look at this year's survey results, the top four areas of sort of priority and interest, and these are very similar to what we see year over year, but people tools upgrades tops the list. So that's a really big one for everybody. PUM updates, also really, really important for them. I think a good example of how we use some of these insights can be shown through the webinar series that we rolled out. I think we started in 2025, but we've been running it about a year now. We do about a monthly webinar with the PeopleSoft product management team where we focus on each of the PUM image releases. So there are 12 in a year, and we generally work in a webinar that the PeopleSoft product manager joins for the conversation and takes everybody through what is coming with each image. And so I always like to point to that one because we saw that in the survey. We flagged it to the PeopleSoft team. We came up with this program and it's been highly engaging for the PeopleSoft community. We often have 300 or 400 people joining for some of those PUM image webinars. So that's something that came right out of what people were telling us in the survey. Another couple of things that are at the top of the list for folks, again, and you probably are all looking at them in your own organizations, but personalization and dashboards remain a big one, as do analytics. So insights, Kibana, all of that is really critical. When we look at sort of the other hot topic areas, we saw a lot of interest still in real-time indexing, activity guides, notification composer, workflow optimization, and I think fluid UI also remaining in the mix there. So those were the really big ones. The other one that is growing in interest is AI. You'll see that in this year's Blueprint program, we actually have a standalone AI program that is more sort of cross-product, but we do know that whether or not it is in everyone's day-to-day PeopleSoft sort of focal area right now, it is clearly something that organizations are trying to figure out what to do with and how to plug it into PeopleSoft and or other parts of the organization. So that's in there and certainly growing in interest for us. I think those are probably the top lines though.
I love the webinars that you guys are doing, especially getting a product manager on there. They're always really good about talking about what's going on and what they're doing with the system and really explaining it. So that's awesome. I appreciate that.
Absolutely. I think they enjoy it. I think that's the other thing I would say. And I think we hear that all the time as well about our events. I think the PeopleSoft product management team really loves talking to customers. And so when you think about ways to engage with them, the survey is a great tool to provide feedback into them. But when we're running a webinar with them, when they're on the Reconnect Dive Deep virtual platform with us in the fall, or when they're at Blueprint with us in the spring, I think they will all tell you that the very, very favorite part of any of those activities is the fact that they get to engage, they get to take customer questions, they get to talk with folks real time. And I think that that's also really rewarding for them. So if you haven't checked out our webinars, I would say please do, because we have the PeopleSoft product team webinars. We also run ongoing webinars that come in. Some of them are customer related. Sometimes the SIGs will host a webinar. Sometimes a partner will bring a great topic to the community, but those are generally all open and free to the PeopleSoft community. You just have to have a Quest account, but that's a simple thing to set up. If for any reason you don't have one, that's free. And then you're ready to go with any of these activities that we run.
Thanks for sharing that this is something that's came out of the survey results programming that Quest has now decided to do based on what you've heard from the community. Do you have to be a paying Quest member to listen to them, or do you just have to set up a free Quest account?
You just have to have a free Quest account. It's just a basic account. And that's just so that when you go through the registration process, you have an account that provides access. But the webinars are free. They're open to the community. You can look at webinars, you can look at upcoming SIG meetings, you can look at upcoming events, but they're all listed there several months out.
What a great resource. Thanks for sharing this. And really, again, appreciate knowing this because programming has come out of the survey results that you've received and the action that you've taken on it.
Do you have to be a member to get the survey, or does that also go to all the individuals with an account?
It goes to anybody with a Quest account who has their email options set to accept emails from us. We send it to everybody. We go as broad as we can because we just want to get as much input as we can.
And I think as many as 40 to 50% of the people that actually take advantage of all your programs are not Quest members. Isn't that correct?
I don't know exactly the number. Probably depends on whether it's an event or a group or whatever. But yeah, we have a very active cohort that are not necessarily members of the community. I think that there is a lot of richness that comes from participating as a member in the community, but you don't have to be a member to access a lot of those activities.
Well, I think that's another great aspect of Quest, that you're reaching out to everybody and really helping the entire community. What are the advantages of being a member?
I think one of the biggest advantages that Quest offers to folks is really the network. And so when you think about being a PeopleSoft customer at any level of an organization, whether you're a functional team member in HR or finance, whether you're a tech team person, a dev person, you are often looking for insights about how did someone do something? What were the lessons learned? Is there anything we should avoid as we go through, you know, X, Y, or Z? And so the network is really, really valuable and I think really, really critical. So obviously you can develop networks just by becoming a part of the Quest community and joining a SIG or whatever. But when you take a membership, we actually work really closely with those organizations to understand what their needs and priorities are. We help connect them to other customers that might be in their industry or running a similar implementation or dealing with a similar technical challenge. So we work really closely to kind of keep people together. I think that you also receive significant discounts in terms of attending and participating in our events. That's a really big one for a lot of folks, obviously, who like to come to our conferences. You get access to exclusive content in our Learn Library. So we have strategic content centers that are built around hot topics, and you can go check that out. And then after our events, the Learn Library also includes all of the presentation materials from the speakers for each of the sessions that were provided. And those are also available in the Learn Library to Quest members. So there are a lot of benefits. The biggest benefit, I would say, to taking a corporate membership is that anybody in your organization can participate with Quest. So it's not something where we're like, hey, you can take a membership and get five of your people engaged with Quest, right? It's actually like once you engage with Quest as a member, then your entire organization is able to access all of the member benefits.
That's great. I know we've been members for years and we definitely have taken advantage of it. So thank you.
Absolutely. We always love seeing customers come in, especially year after year. Like we know a lot of your companies really, really well. So Samaritan's Purse and or Milton Hershey, we see you guys around. So we're glad that your teams have taken advantage of that. And the other thing I would say is that for many organizations, a membership is also a way to give back to the community, right? I did mention earlier that we're a not-for-profit, right? So this is about organizations coming together because they believe that sharing this information helps all of these organizations to be better at what they're doing with their PeopleSoft and Oracle investments. That's really why we're here. And everyone who takes a membership is helping to support the ability of Quest to deliver this programming. So we thank you for that.
I was really excited to see the results when they were shared with us. One of the questions asked about the long-term strategy for PeopleSoft, and the over 40% of the respondents said that their company's long-term strategy is to invest, modernize, and extend their existing solutions. And I think that's pretty telling. Our podcast is geared at doing just that, encouraging people to modernize the product that they already have. So I felt like that was a really encouraging answer to that question for us here on the podcast, and very insightful to see that they're choosing to invest and modernize and extend rather than just maintain and eventually replace.
Absolutely. It helps us to understand and obviously deliver, but there is a very large percentage of the community, as you just mentioned, who are focused on modernizing, right? And focused on driving innovation and higher efficiency through their PeopleSoft solutions. And in particular, as Oracle continues to extend the rolling 10-year investment plans, there's a lot to take advantage of. And it's exciting to me to see how relevant and important PeopleSoft still remains to all of these organizations in terms of their technology strategies. And you'll see that with the modernization piece of that, I would just tie that back to, it is a big piece of what we offer in particular at our Blueprint conference. So Blueprint really is focused on how do you prepare your organization for the future? So if you're modernizing, what are the pieces that go into that? If you are dealing with emerging tech, so that's where some of the AI stuff plays into the Programmate Blueprint. If you are thinking about adding a cloud app or running an OCI, we do more of that at Blueprint and at Reconnect Dive Deep. That's where you go really deep into some of our topics. So you get a lot of more how-to on a lot of the hot topics. But modernization is something that we dig into with a lot of coverage at Blueprint because we know that people are building their modernization strategies. They're trying to understand what the return on investment is when you lean into continuing to support and expand your PeopleSoft investments. So there's a lot of great, rich exchange that happens around that topic at Blueprint in particular.
And I would also take this moment to encourage people to look for the survey this coming fall, just filling out what modules you're using, to where you're focusing on, and just really will help Quest really drive the next year. And it'll also inform us too as we work on more podcast episodes.
Yeah, I can't underscore that enough. We really, really, really appreciate and leverage the insights that you guys provide through the survey. So it will come out in August. You'll see it called out in the newsletters. You'll see it called out on social if you follow us on LinkedIn. You'll see it come out via email. So we try to get the word out. We'll probably ping Brooke and Steven just to say, hey, guys, can you remind folks that the survey is coming?
Absolutely.
You guys know that it's out there. But yeah, in terms of the time frame, it'll be August. And we really hope that you'll choose to take it. It's short. We try to keep it to 10 to 12 questions. It's usually a few minutes. There's lots of opportunities to provide open-ended feedback if you wish. But you could also just go through and enter your response responses to the questions as they're asked, and it does not take much time. So if you can give us that 5 to 10 minutes to share your insights, it just means that our ability to bring programming to the table reflective of your needs and priorities is that much stronger. So thank you in advance for sharing those insights and a little bit of that time with us.
Absolutely. We're happy to share and talk about this, and we understand the benefits and the value of it. So thank you.
There are a lot of folks talking about cloud. And that is the piece that has significantly shifted over the last 2 to 4 years. As we came out of the pandemic, there was really not much discussion of it. And now we would say we've seen several PeopleSoft customers go ahead and shift into, say, Oracle Cloud and or run apps. But that's the part that we're, as a community, trying to bridge, because there are so many of you who are leaning into modernization and we are supporting you there. But we are also understanding that some of our PeopleSoft customers are starting to think about it cloud, and we're trying to make sure that we also can provide the support there. That's probably the biggest one that jumps out.
And the really exciting part about that is you support cloud as well. So you support the whole gamut. So when customers move to cloud, they don't lose you guys and they don't lose the community that they've already been involved in.
the last 3 to 4 years, we've been building it because as customers start to move to it, we want to be there and support you guys. So we do offer cloud programming at Blueprint. We also have a virtual cloud event that we run in the fall. We have, if anyone is thinking about it, we do have move to cloud content. So often executives are looking for sort of decision-making insights. So for example, this year's Blueprint, our executive forum is very much built around ERP and HCM transformation and the insights that leaders need to inform their decision-making process. But at the same time, we have groups for working team members, right? So once your organization decides that they're going to make the move to cloud, we try to help get you guys cloud ready. So whether it's figuring out your data strategies and cleanups, your configuration audits or your deconfiguration plans, your change management, how do you get your people ready for it? We really do offer a lot in that move to cloud space as well. There's a lot out there. And there's also groups, HCM and ERP and SCM groups on the cloud side that a lot of folks who know they're going to be moving, go ahead and start to listen into some of those conversations. And that's another thing about, as long as you've got a Quest account, you are welcome to participate in groups across the board.
Well, I've learned a lot about Quest. I've been a member for years, but I've learned so much more. So this is really exciting. And I love what you guys are doing for the community and how you're focusing on helping us.
Well, we're super excited about this podcast because I think it's another great way to share knowledge amongst the community and to bring more perspectives and points of view to air. And you guys are certainly gaining a nice following there. So thank you for bringing us on to talk about it. We love partnering with our customers. When I said customer-led organization, our community earlier, this is another great example of that. You all were interested in taking PeopleSoft expertise into the podcast space. And so here we are, and you're building another type of a community with us. So we're very happy to participate.
And it's been great to meet all the people and hear all the knowledge that they have and be able to have them share. So it's really a great avenue to help build that community even more.
Absolutely.
Well, as we wrap up, I just want to thank you again, Laura, for taking your time out of your busy schedule to chat with us today, highlight the value of this survey, the value of being part of the Quest community. And we really hope our listeners watch out for this survey and understand how their voice can impact the programming. And we'll certainly be sharing the fact that the survey comes out in the fall and talking it up so that we can get more people filling out the survey for you. But thanks again for your time today. We really appreciate it.
Absolutely. It was a pleasure to be here. And thanks for having me.
Thank you for tuning in for today's episode of the PeopleSoft Connection, a Quest on-air podcast production. Show notes and links can be found at questoraclecommunity.org/PSFT connection. To learn more about what's happening in the Quest PeopleSoft community, visit our website, questoraclecommunity.org/PeopleSoft-community.